In this podcast, Cliff Sarin meets up with Werner Vogels, Chief Technology Officer at Amazon Web Services. In the first of a three-part podcast interview, Cliff catches up with Vogels during his recent trip to London to ask him where the cloud is heading, how companies are using cloud computing to reduce their carbon footprint, and moving low-cost mainframe apps into the cloud, which will save companies millions in terms of maintenance. Since we last met, what's the biggest issue you've been seeing when you've been speaking to customers?
The biggest issue in terms of stumbling blocks. I think most customers are putting a lot of effort into trying to figure out the difference between, let's say, new IT and existing IT. Yeah. So for new IT, they've already made the decision that they are really want to go cloud. Yeah. So, or at least that things need to be cloud ready. But for existing IT, they're looking at what are the kind of things that make sense to move into the cloud. Yeah, one of the bigger myths that we see out there is that cloud is all or nothing. Yeah, so either all your stuff needs to move to the cloud or none of it moves. And of course, it's a much more fine-grained approach. You know, there's some things where there may be dependencies between particular applications that you have. There may be compliance reasons. There may be tax reasons. There may be many different reasons why you would want a more staggered approach to picking up things to move to the cloud. And I see CIOs taking sort of what I call IT life events as a driver to move particular applications to the cloud. With that I mean, for example, your license for your current CRM system is running out next year, March.
Yes.
What are you going to do? Are you going to renew it? Or are you going to look at something different? Yeah. There may be a business group that needs to grow its salespeople by 50%.
But are you seeing people looking at the cloud as a way of doing data center consolidation?
As well, I see. So this data center consolidation is one approach, or at least to stop the growth of, first of all, to stop the growth of data center space. A large pharma company in South California, for example, Amylin, they were a pharma company. They were already at three data centers, and they basically said no. Not more. We're not going to. And they had to start building their fourth. Yeah, they basically said, we're not going to do it anymore. And how we're going to approach that is that every new application needs to go to the cloud. Or if it cannot go to the cloud, you'll need to find something internally that can move to the cloud. And you can then have the current data center space for that.
Is this because they have run out of space?
So they ran out of space. Yeah, so after three data centers, they had to build their fourth, and they decided that they were not going to make that kind of capital investment anymore. Yeah, in this day and age, where capital is so scarce, yeah, making these massive capital investments in big real estate and server farms is just not fiscally responsible. Or at least that's how it's being seen. So. Next to that, there is a consolidation going on. And most CIOs, I think, especially the larger ones, are responsible for somewhere between, what is it, 1,000 and 4,000 applications, maybe. Yeah. So, and they can still go through, merger and acquisition phases, where these things grow and shrink. And so, often you see a CIO, go through a solid consolidation phase. And then, the next merger happens, and then you're basically back to the old situation again. And then they go through back, they try to swing that through consolidation again. I do see in that situation, the M&A one, CIOs using the cloud as sort of an intermediary step, where you move things into the, you have been more of a play box to do things with, to keep existing applications running while you can get rid of old and incompatible hardware, for example, that came with your acquisition. I also see, and this is a more of a side thing, in terms of data center consolidation, there's a lot of heterogeneity often in data centers, in terms of networking, in terms of hardware, servers. Quite a few CIOs still have a few mainframes on their books. often because they've landed applications that still run there maybe once a quarter or something like that. So there's a small company, for example, that makes a good living of taking IBM 370 applications, taking it off those mainframes, moving them to the Amazon cloud, and then, you know, a CIO can take the whole mainframe off its book. So
and IBM is okay with that, letting the mainframe apps run in the cloud?
Yeah, but also remember, an IBM 370 doesn't have that much processing power. Yeah, so there's a great 370 emulator running on in a Linux environment, and most of these applications are not business critical. They just have to be there for legal reasons or for because they're part of some business process. And so running in the cloud for that often, you know, reduces a multi-hundred-thousand-pound or maybe even £1 million maintenance contract of a piece of hardware that actually nobody uses anymore. And so in that sense, we see CIOs indeed consolidating, driving things to a smaller environment, a smaller, more homogeneous environment, and use the cloud for getting there.
Are you seeing much interest in green?
So there's two sides of green. One thing is that, you know, efficiency in general leads to green. Yeah, I think, and so many of the business advantages of cloud automatically lead to a more greener approach. Given the efficiency, the reduction of anything that you can do. But also, and that's the most important part, if you look at, so Amazon now has our customers running the hundreds of thousands. Yeah. If you look at the different workload patterns that we see, the loads that we see in our data center, or that we can achieve in our data centers, the utilizations, are so much higher than what typical enterprises can achieve. Yeah. We hear from enterprises, and we've seen that with ourselves before we took this approach as well. Maybe a typical load is somewhere between 15 and 20% on average. Yeah. All the servers that you're sitting in your data center, and no matter how much innovation you've put into cooling, into power distribution, but if you're not using the cycles, you're basically throwing 75% of all your investment away. Yeah, so the best thing you can do is get these higher utilization levels. And cloud gives you these higher utilization levels. Yeah, because we are able to stagger all of these different workloads together to achieve a maximum utilization.
Well, one of the things I was going to ask you just on that point is that if you are using virtualization in your existing data center and using best practices, won't you actually get more than 25% utilization?
I think virtualization plus automation is just a good enterprise IT practice. If CIOs are not doing that today, then they really should get started on that. It is, however, that most enterprises do not see the huge variety in workloads that we see at AWS and in the cloud in general, where in aggregation you can actually build up to a point. So Wall Street likes to compute at night. Yeah, e-commerce runs a different time. Yeah, pharma does different things. HPC, oil, again, different areas. Internet companies around the globe going up and down, moving cycles. All of these kind of things. These compounding aggregation usage brings us to a very high, steady utilization level. And combined with that, we have something called spot pricing, where we're actually capable of filling up the rest of the unused space that we have. Yeah. You know, so given the variety of workloads in the cloud, we're able to bring with reserved instances as well as on-demand pricing, you still not get to the ideal level of utilization. So we use spot pricing to allow customers to use all the cycles that we have available in our data centers, because from a green and from an efficiency point of view, it is better to use each cycle even at lower cost than not to use at all.
Please tune in to the next part of this podcast interview when Vogels looks at how cloud brings together decades of IT innovation.